The Cross Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
There's a couple of really important points here, and the first one is that yes, the first 5 years of a baby's life are incredibly important, and their brains do develop at a huge rate. The thing that worries me about this report, and certainly the way it's been portrayed, is that the answer seems to be to have teachers teaching children, and that conjures up much more of a kind of formal educational system that I think is actually quite damaging for children at that age. What children need, and there was a report out just last week or the week before that explained how actually children until the age of 8 learn best through play. So anything that devalues the role that play has in children's development and in terms of their learning and how their whole person develops, and it's not just about learning to read or write or, you know, count. It's about developing skills for life, and those all do have their foundations in the first 5 years. So I think it's really important to make sure that in our efforts to highlight the importance of those early years, we're not then answering that in a kind of an artificially formal educational type way. And I'm not sure that sort of certainly a traditional teacher qualification is the best thing, is the best preparation for the adults that are in those early years settings. I think there should be some sort of early years specialism where adults working with children at this age understand the importance of things like attachment and emotional development and socialisation and all that sort of stuff, rather than learning to count, read, write, whatever.
Yeah, because as you say, there is perhaps a danger then of putting children almost to work, you know, even earlier, but it's not actually, it could just stress them out for one thing more than actually helping them develop in certain ways that they need to.
Yeah, and also the earlier that you put children into a sort of uniform system, the less creativity and less diversity you have within the population, because they're all learning the same thing from the same age. Actually, children learn best when it's sort of child-led. So, you know, you can teach children to count in a million different ways. A child who's interested in, you know, plants can learn to count the leaves on the plant. A child who's interested in cars can count the wheels on the car. It doesn't, you know, you can still learn the skills you need to learn, the counting, the reading, and those kind of fundamental educational skills. But if you do it through a play-based approach, it's much more successful because children are able to develop their own personalities, their own preferences, their own strengths, and find strategies for coping with their challenges. I think if you make it too formal and too uniform too early, I think you deny children that kind of freedom to understand who they are and what they're good at and what they like, and that's really important for future mental health.
Do you think that it is a problem in that something, whether it's a qualified teacher or something else, needs to be done? Or, you know, are toddlers actually already getting sort of stimulated enough?
Well, that's the other thing. Children learn most from the people that they're attached to, most closely attached to. So the primary carers, and fine, if you've got a good child mind or a good nursery where the children are happy and they are stimulated and they've got people that they can copy. But that's how children learn. They copy. They adapt. They copy. They mimic. And they do that more successfully from people that they've got that emotional attachment with. So what I don't want as well is for parents who decide to keep their children at home and not send them to formal education until sort of they get to school age to feel like they're doing anything wrong or that they're disadvantaging their child, because actually, you know, the children absorb an awful lot from just being with the parents, engaging with them in their day-to-day life. And that, you know, that again, perfectly able to count socks in the washing basket while you're helping mum with the laundry, or count potatoes in the saucepan as you're, you know, washing them for tea. There's loads of very natural play-based activities that through which children will learn some of the really important skills that this report is saying they're lacking. And that, for me, it's much more about helping parents understand how to get those skills, how to stimulate children and not just use the TV as a babysitter or stick them on a screen, but how to get parents to interact with their children in a positive, you know, constructive, educationally, when I say educational, I mean, you know, developmentally beneficial way, rather than emphasize the solution being teacher-based learning.
Yeah, because one of the skills as well as counting it mentions in this report is obviously language skills, which I imagine is something you don't need to be in a sort of classroom educational setting, sometimes, yeah, that's something you can pick up socially with adults or parents or anything like that.
Yeah, and that's the sort of skill that, you know, a family meal time can bring on a child's language. If you have a family meal time every night and you're sitting and you're talking around a table, children who do that, very few children who do that have language delays for anything other than a kind of biological reason, because you've got the opportunity for children to listen, to observe, to participate, to copy, and that's what they need. Obviously, children who are stuck at home in front of the TV and not given that social interaction are going to fall behind on their language skills, but I don't think the answer is necessarily the formal educational system and putting teachers into preschool settings in order to raise those standards. I think it needs to be a more holistic approach involving parents, involving home lives, and helping parents understand how to do it and the benefits of you know, that kind of play-based activity.